of the evening, Sunnyvale.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's good to have you with us, thank you.
As always, it is good to join with you all again at this day. It was just a little necessary to clear the conditions, but we have been dealing with that, and I wish to say to the young lady, we will help her to clarify things in her mind.
Thank you.
Which of course will help her in many ways. What I would like to say this time, my dear friends, there was talk of your planet Earth and how an individual was keen to see that picture again.
Yes.
Mm. All planets are beautiful, but your planet has an extra sparkle about it. That is why your astronauts are so impressed with where they come from. I wish to tell you, my dear friends, that your astronomers are making great strides, finding more knowledge and relating it back to the public people.
Yes.
At one time, it would have seemed impossible to talk of such things. But now it is becoming a more occurring theme. There are discoveries still to be made to satisfy the curiosity of the human mind. And you will become aware of this. In the same way as your seas are giving knowledge, so too is the vision beyond your planet giving knowledge. So I say to you, my dear friends, take heed of these words. Take heed that all that is said will occur. There are many more planets in this solar system to be discovered.
It seems like there's a very bright outlook in lots of ways with these discoveries to come in lots of fields of science and new energies. But there's a lot of hope for this planet to get cleaner and...
Yes. It is the responsibility of all of you humans to play your part. We know you cannot all be astronomers and men of decision, but you can send those good thoughts to all who dwell on this planet, that they may make choices that are good for all.
Yes.
It is a great responsibility. Having knowledge is a great responsibility. But this you know. But it is up to each one of you to endeavor to make these things come to fruition.
And it very much has to be a peaceful revolution of non-judging, and gently persuading, maybe that's not the right word, but encouraging everybody, including ourselves, working on ourselves to share more and give more. And
I would say only this to you: as you love one another, take that love and allow it to behold the beauty of your world. Give it as much love as you would a small child or a loved one. Don't allow it to become a separate issue.
I think people are developing a sense of awe about our planet as understanding about our planet increases.
Yes.
And the extraordinary things, such as just the amount of water on this planet. If there was less, it would be absorbed into the rocks and be chemically bound. If there was more, there would be no dry land. And yet the amount of difference between those two extremes is tiny. And the fact that this planet lives in the Goldilocks zone between being too hot and too cold, and many, many other things, I think people are beginning to realise with awe just how incredible a gift this planet truly is.
It is the perfection of the Creator.
Yes.
There can be no mistakes when this work is at hand. That is what you must remember. You may say we live on an imperfect planet. No, I disagree. You are living in a perfect planet with little hiccups. And those hiccups, again, are your responsibility.
Yes.
A perfect planet with imperfect people living on it.
Well, I cannot fully agree, but yes, of course, the inhabitants of Earth have been given great chance to alter many things which have gone wrong in your pasts. But if you take the opportunities offered, it could be so much better.
I think people are becoming more aware of the planet now and want to look after it more now than before. I think we were abusing it a lot.
Yes.
But that's getting better. And if we can just keep the peace, that will be even better still.
Yes, it is the positive side of all. If you can focus on the positivity of life, you can only go forward with much better footsteps. Yes.
There seems to be at the moment a very big pressure going on in many countries to satisfy the needs of industry and productivity, and it's affecting the way we're running our schools. They're cutting out subjects which they see as irrelevant to material productivity, like music and drama and DT and things which give children a bit of breathing space and a bit of creative time to use their imagination, and it seems to me a rather sad way to go.
Yes, but when you say you feel sad, you are allowing the negative feelings to come to the fore. Mm-hmm. Always there will be struggles in your world. This I cannot deny. But as you also know, think of it as a pair of scales, finely balanced, sometimes down, sometimes too far up, until the balance is reached and people reach the understanding of what is best for them. You must always find the balance, and you know you cannot have balance unless you have, I will use the regular words, of good and bad.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Whether it be behavior, whether it be the children of the world, it matters not, but the balance will eventually reach that point of perfection. It may take many hundreds of your years, but you only have to look at this last 100 years in your world to see how much progress has been made.
Yes, there's been great progress in tolerance of people tolerance. There's a lot more of that tolerance
to come,
of different
yes.
kinds of people. And,
yes.
Yeah, that's definitely got very much better.
So you need a little cup of patience, as you may say, in your world.
Yeah.
Yes, you cannot make things right in a second off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yeah.
Yes. Now, if you have any questions for me, I will take one or two.
I was just interested, actually, because there's been a case of and this isn't the only example, but a man who, I don't know if he was hit on the head or he went into a coma, and when he came out of the coma, he could play the piano. Well, he'd never learnt to play the piano before, and he couldn't play it before, but then suddenly he could. So
yes.
what is happening there?
You have to remember you are a body of genes. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Genes also hold memory. And you can go back many hundreds of years and still retain the memory within genes. And I believe you said a knock on the head.
Yes, I'm not quite sure, but I think he did.
Yes, was enough to untrap that knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Good heavens.
It is more simple than you would imagine.
Mm-hmm.
That is fascinating.
Yes.
Wow. So it wasn't a past life then that somehow got.
No, it is memory that is inherited all through the generations.
So it's not necessarily what you.
A memory does not disappear.
So it's not what you have done in a previous life. It might be one of your what your ancestors
yes.
have done. Ah, right. Okay.
Oh, see, that's interesting.
That is fascinating.
Yes.
Well, thank you for that, Simon.
Can I ask? Do you know if my musicality comes from my genes?
It has to have some effect.
Right.
When you are here in a lifetime.
Right.
To have that knowledge whilst you live has to come from recent times.
Oh, I see.
But
right.
the case the lady is speaking of
that's different.
Can go back hundreds and hundreds of years.
Mm.
So
you see, what a perfect specimens you are.
Yeah.
You just do not realise.
There must be another way to unlock it then, rather than a knock on the head.
Yeah. We would not advocate knocking each other on the head. No.
Is there a more gentle way?
It is not meant to be, really. It is better that you come to life with no knowledge, really. You understand?
Yes.
To focus on this lifetime.
That is what you are meant to be doing.
But there are children who are what we call geniuses. They've come with some knowledge,
and they may not be physically able, but within spirit they can, and they can bring it forward.
Yes, like the children at Grace School, some of them. Savants.
Yes.
You are all intelligent beings. Don't ever doubt that. But as the gentleman has just said, you are here to focus on this one lifetime. It does not matter what has gone before, unless it is causing you a physical problem. And I have said to you, my dear friends, if that is the case, then you can do something about remembering that troublesome time. As our dear friend sitting next to me already knows.
Yes. Could I ask a question about something else? A friend of mine recently told me about sun gazing, and she'd discovered some benefits, health benefits, if you gaze at the sun but with closed eyes. At certain times of the day, would you comment on that?
Yes, your sun is so important to life on the planet. That is not disputed. When you speak of feeling better by gazing at the sun, and I hasten to add, with eyes protected.
Yes.
What is happening is that you become more aware of the energies and the rays that exist in your planet, which come not only from your sun, but many planets, many moons. They are invisible energies. It is only when they are focused upon that people realize just how powerful they can be.
She felt her eyesight had improved since practicing this regularly.
Yeah, there is nothing wrong in feeling those energies. In fact, all of you would do well to focus more upon energies outside of yourselves. That is why people hug the trees, people lie prostrate in the grass. Many things that humans do is to build their energies. You understand?
And relating to that topic, she also mentioned that she thought some Indian sages were keeping themselves alive with the energies of the sun whilst going without food and water. I know we have touched on this many years ago. We talked about breatharians not being able to last for long in general. But I wondered if it is possible with the energies of the sun.
They can last longer, but there comes the time when they have to go.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
That is all I can say.
Yes, that's what I thought you would say. Thank
yes.
You.
Yes, that will never change. Yeah. They may extend their lives.
Mm-hmm.
It matters not to which way they choose to do that.
Mm.
But it is possible until such time.
Mm.
As they must return home.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
All of you have a little leeway, I believe your word would be.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
When the time comes to come home.
Mm.
Yes. But I hope that has helped you.
Yes, thank you.
Now, I am going to take my leave of you. My dear friends, and allow others to come to each one of you, and they will focus on some thought or feeling that you have had. So, as always, I ask that you speak out so each of you know what is happening.
Mm-hmm.
It helps not only you, but those in spirit who are trying to impress you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you. Will do. Thank you. Thank you for coming again.
Yes, thank you so much.
Interesting.
Love goes with you.